It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, January 18th. I'm Patricia Naft. The citizens of Hotchkiss will make a decision about marijuana in April. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
A petition to the town's Board of Trustees was successful in getting them to put the issue on April's ballot. This is Mary Hockenberry. She started the petition.
In other words, if they didn't approve it to go in the municipal election, I would have come back with a separate petition, and then there could have been a forced special election.
By adding the issue to April's ballot, the town saved money by not having a separate special election. Thursday night's approval will be followed up by a special work session to determine the exact language on the ballot.
I think it's great that the town attorney and the mayor want to go through it and the town trustees and make sure the wording is correct, so that what they deal with is not filled with any problems in the future by incorrect language.
Hockenberry, who's been invited to be part of the work session, says the language probably won't stray too far from what was on the petition. It includes medical and recreational marijuana shops, manufacturing, testing, and grow operations.
That's what the voters are going to vote on, basically. And if they approve it, then it will be up to my town council to come up with the regulatory language.
Hockenberry also plans to run for the Town Board of Trustees this spring. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The U.S. Department of Interior recently announced a moratorium on new coal leases on public lands. For the next 3 years, no new leases will be handed out. Here's a clip from a video on the DOI's website.
Similar to previous reviews last conducted in the 70s and 80s, the secretary announced the department is implementing a pause on new coal leasing while the review is underway. These actions respond to the serious concerns about the federal coal program raised by the Government Accountability Office, the Interior Department's Inspector General, members of Congress, and many stakeholders.
The new analysis will recalculate how much coal companies pay the government for mining public coal, as well as the environmental cost that coal has. The West Elk Mine north of Paonia already has a lease secured for their expansion, but they are currently waiting on a different regulatory issue, the Colorado Roadless Rule Exception. School enrollment in Delta County is down. Delta County School District Superintendent Karen Gibson says district-wide, they're at 5,023 students last year. They were at 5,104.
So we were down 81 students from 2014, October 1, to 2015, October 1.
The district is funded based on the number of pupils attending school. Each student nets the district about $7,000. This last year's loss totals more than $500,000.
So we're very frugal with our budget and watch every dime. The saving grace here is that Colorado Department of Education, they do a five-year average. So we get to take the last 5 years' average. But as time goes on, and with our enrollment declining, each time we lose one of our higher years, and that next year we go with a lower, it does catch up with you. So every student counts.
She says the district is working with partners across the country to try to attract more families to live in Delta County. Governor John Hickenlooper delivered his sixth State of the State address on Thursday before a joint session of the legislature. As Benta Berkland reports, he highlighted the need for people from all political stripes to get together to fix the state's budget and other big problems.
The governor spoke for about 40 minutes and painted a broad picture on everything from health care and schools to tourism, mental health, and the environment. He spent a portion of the speech urging both parties to come together.
To solve the problems that are bigger than any single one of us, let's strive, I mean really try, to be more bipartisan this session. Let's forego cheap shots in favor of civility.
This will be especially challenging in a presidential election year, which puts even more pressure on the political atmosphere inside the building. Democrats control the House, while Republicans hold the majority in the Senate.
His focus on making government work in this speech is really a message that we all need to take to heart, both sides of the aisle.
That's Democratic Representative Dave Young of Greeley. But even Republicans like the speech, including Representative Bob Rankin of Carbondale.
I thought it was a very positive speech. It was inspirational. For the most part, not real heavy duty, you know. It was just a good, strong speech.
The governor didn't outline a detailed policy agenda, but did offer some specifics, including a plan to exempt a hospital provider fee from being counted as state revenue under the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. The governor says it's one way to keep more money in the state's coffers rather than refunding it to taxpayers under Tabor.
If we can't make this very reasonable change, like many already allowed under Tabor, then what choice do we have but to re-examine Tabor? Right now, no one can say with a straight face that our budget rules are working for us.
So far, Republicans are not on board. During his speech on the opening day of the session, House Minority Leader Brian Del Grosso spoke strongly against the plan.
Funding for education and transportation are critical, but under no circumstances should that justify violating our state constitution.
Representative Rankin is one of the only GOP lawmakers open to it, but he's still not sold on the plan because nonpartisan legislative attorneys say as drafted, it's unconstitutional.
And I would like to support it if we can find a constitutional path that says it's legal. I would hate to vote against my entire caucus, so I want to be very, very sure.
Despite the large divide between the parties, Democratic Representative Dave Young of Greeley, who also serves on the Budget Committee, says a solution is doable.
I think we have a thorny job here to balance a lot of competing needs. And I know sometimes people think that they're just wants, but we have some dramatic needs that we are not meeting.
Other issues may get more traction. Hickenlooper hopes to reduce the state's suicide rate and work with gun shops and firing ranges to make sure suicide prevention is part of gun safety education. In an effort to prevent another Gold King mine spill that colored the Animas River orange, he says the state will do an inventory to prioritize draining mines for cleanup.
We need to take action. Last summer's Gold King mine spill showed us what can happen when abandoned mines with environmental or safety issues are not properly remediated.
Hickenlooper also says he plans to create a cybersecurity center in Colorado Springs to do research, training, and development. Lawmakers in both parties also want to focus on getting more money for transportation to try and ease congestion.
Travel on our highways has increased 42% in the last 20 years, but the capacity of our highway system has only grown 2%. Even an English major like me can do that math. It seems we've discovered the formula for congestion.
The speech ended on a lighthearted note when lawmakers congratulated Hickenlooper on his upcoming wedding. On Saturday, he's marrying Robin Pringle. As they were exiting the House chamber, legislators surprised them by throwing rice on the soon-to-be newlyweds. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft. Stay tuned for Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix.